I occasionally attended Professor Kurt Huber's lectures in art history at Munich University at that time. Students from other faculties would also meet up there. They knew that Kurt Huber was a regime critic and that he held interesting lectures. Little by little, I got to know all of them there. Sophie and Hans Scholl, Willy Graf, and later Alexander Schmorell too. We frequently went to concerts, which were still taking place in Munich despite the war. People played music a lot and discussed religious, philosophical, cultural, and historical questions. From completely different starting points, we had all arrived at the same moral issue. How did we stand on National Socialism? The topic was argued back and forth and discussed from an existential point of view. We didn't publicly berate Nazis, of course, at most in private. Looking back, I'm amazed at us. In retrospect, I would say we were idealistic and naive. We were light-headed, and it was a tiny, tiny minority. It consisted of 20 to 50 of the approximately 8,000 Munich students. Naturally, there was a larger circle of students who weren't Nazis, but who wouldn't have dreamed of joining a group in which political resistance was discussed. It is embarrassing that the courageous and clear-headed leaflets met with so little support. They called on people to decide before it's too late. The bulk of the students then were either Nazis or people who turned a blind eye.